Your cultural crossroads hosts, Anne and Michael, brave the dangers of the great outdoors next as they discuss their own approaches to spending time with Mother Nature. Whether that means a peaceful game of cricket or fending off thieving raccoons in the forest, you're sure to hear some interesting ways of spending your hot summer days out of the house. Check it out.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this edition of Cultural Crossroads for July. This is Anne.
And this is Mike.
And we're very glad to be with you again. So, Mike.
Yes.
Our topic for this month, outdoor activities. What do you think about that?
Okay, well, to be honest with you, I have a preference for outdoor inactivity.
Ah.
I'm not a very active person, but I do like to be outdoors, and especially this time of year.
Not too hot for you?
Not too. I love the heat.
That's right.
I do love the heat in Japan. But in the UK as well, this time of year is a beautiful time. As we've talked before, the days are very, very long. So it doesn't get dark till 9:30 at night. So you've got that wonderful long day where you can do lots and lots of things. But me, I prefer to just lie in the grass and enjoy the sun. How about you?
Well, let's see. Thinking about when we were growing up, we did quite a lot of things. I think partly because it was in California, which has the climate and it never really gets that cold. And where I lived, it didn't snow. So we did things like in the winter, we would go cross-country skiing. And at some point, I do remember doing snow camping, which I don't really ever care to repeat. It was cross-country skiing all day and then camping at night. Have you ever camped in the snow?
No, never. But we would always go camping when I was growing up, and I have lots of memories of camping. And camping in the UK, back then at least, was pretty basic. You didn't have all of the facilities you have now. It was like, where's the toilet? It's over there behind that bush. You know, that's very, very simple. But we loved it as kids. And now I have a tent. So my family, we like to go camping. But it's not quite the same in Japan.
Why?
Well, they like to have all the amenities that you have. The toilets are there. There's the shops where you can get all your supplies. There's all the running water.
So you're not roughing it.
You're not roughing it. And that's not camping.
Although I imagine with small children,
it may be easier, certainly. But when the kids are older, then it'll be nice to go and find a slightly more remote and a little out-of-the-way place and take them camping.